In India, families have traditionally taken care of their aging relatives, but that's beginning to change. Indians are moving away from living with many generations all under one roof, and the elderly are increasingly being left to fend for themselves. There's also been a rise in abuse of the elderly. So recently, the Indian government passed legislation to protect them. The BBC's Tinku Ray has our story.
A few months ago, a 75-year-old woman was found abandoned on a garbage dump outside the town of Erode. The villager who found Chinnammal Paliyanappan says she blamed her grandsons for leaving her there.
She said her grandsons drove her to the garbage dump. They told her, "Please don't come home. Die here."
Chinnammal Paliyanappan died a week after she was found. Her family denies abandoning her. The story of Chinnammal Paliyanappan shocked many around the country. Her case may be an extreme example, but observers say growing numbers of old people are struggling to survive on their own in rural India. Here in the village of Kongurappalam, about 30 frail elderly people are receiving medical treatment at the Sisters of Destitute compound. 75-year-old Andunima drapes a torn shawl across her hunched shoulders. She tells me her only son has turned his back on her.
I and my husband owned a property which he wanted to have all for himself. We said no, and we divided the property and gave equal shares to all my children. He did not like that, and since then he doesn't come to visit.
Do you wish that you had kept some of your property and money that you've given away to your children? Is that something that you wish now?
I never wanted to save for myself because I always wanted to give my children whatever I had.
And that's one of the problems. Indian parents have traditionally given their children all their belongings, including money, jewelry, and property. Their hope is that they'll be taken care of in their old age. But Merlin Frieda of the group Help Age India says fewer people in rural areas are willing to look after their parents.
Earlier, the family members lived together, but now this has been disintegrated. And the sons and the daughters, once they get married, they try to move. Most of the young generation want to migrate, and they want to earn and to look after their own family members. And they don't come back to the villages to know what's happening to their own parents.
The Indian government is so concerned that it recently passed a law that punishes children who abandon their parents. Adult children can face up to 3 months in prison and be forced to pay maintenance for their elderly parents. The new law is designed to serve as a deterrent, but so far no one has been prosecuted under the law. And some are skeptical that it will have much impact. This young woman in a Delhi cafe says a law can't force people to care for their parents.
So if you realize that you have responsibility towards your parents and you have harmony, you have love and affection towards them, you would certainly go ahead and help them till the end of their life. But if you just don't believe in all of this, then of course any law cannot enforce anything.
There's another issue. The law relies on elderly parents to come forward with complaints. But for many Indian parents, the thought of going to the police to inform on their children is just too difficult. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in Delhi.